ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು, ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು, ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಅಪ್ ಟು ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 5 ಆಫ್ ಚಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್, ವಿಚ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ವೈಶ್ವಾನರ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆರ್ ವೈಶ್ವಾನರ ವಿದ್ಯಾ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅಪ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6. The sixth chapter is divided into 16 sections or 16 khandas, and now we will take up the first khanda of chapter 6, which happens to be the introductory section where the student and the teacher are introduced. And again the Upanishad is going to be in the form of Guru Shishya Samvada, here in this case father teaching Vedanta to his son. So we will read. ಷಷ್ಠೋಧ್ಯಾಯಃ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಖಂಡಃ. ಶ್ವೇತಕೇತುರ್ಹ ಆರುಣೇಯಃ ಆಸ ತಗುಂಹ ಪಿತೋ ವಾಚ ಶ್ವೇತಕೇತೋ ವಸ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯಂ ನ ವೈ ಸೋಮ್ಯ ಅಸ್ಮತ್ಕುಲೀನಃ ಅನನೂಚ್ಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಬಂಧುರಿವ ಭವತೀತಿ. Since this chapter is the Vedantic chapter and also an important chapter, we will do this chapter in some detail than clubbing so many mantras and giving the summary meaning as we did up to the fifth chapter. The Upanishad introduces the student. The name of the student is Shvetaketu, who is the son of Aruni, otherwise called Uddhalaka. Uddhalaka. Uddhalaka Aruni is Shvetaketu. And now, so Arunasya Putraha Arunihi, Arune Putraha Shvetaketuhu, therefore Shvetaketu is Aruna's grandson, which is called in Sanskrit Aruneyaha. That is what the first name means, Aruneyaha. Aruni is son, Aruneyaha is grandson of Aruna, and this Shvetaketu was at that time 12 years old. So Upanayanam etc. must have been all over. And one day the father called him. Tagumha pita uvacha. Uddhalakaha arunihi pita tam uvacha. Addressed him. Hey Shvetaketu, brahmacharyam vasa. Oh Shvetaketu, you should take to a gurukula vasam. The word brahmacharyam has got an implied meaning of Gurukula Vasa. We have seen this earlier also. Because in those days, a student was called a brahmachari. Brahma. Brahma means Veda. Veda, you know, patanartham charati. Brahmachari means Veda patanartham charati. So, anutishtati, that's all, you know, other meaning. Anutishtati brahmachari. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter also, we have seen is Yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti. And Shankaracharya, he commends brahmacharyam gurukulavasa lakshana. And the so-called celibacy is only one of the disciplines observed by a brahmachari. Even though these days we use celibate and all that thing to imply, but this is only one of the disciplines. But the actual meaning of brahmachari is residential Vedic student. And so Shvetaketu vasa brahmacharyam. And here Shankaracharya says that why did father ask the son to go to Gurukula when the father himself would have taught to him? In fact, learning Veda from the father himself is supposed to be far superior and is even given a special title. It's called Nemadhyayanam. So Nemadhyayanam, even today, it is considered one of the very nice things. It has a high status. Then why did the father send him to somebody else? Shankaracharya says, from this we infer that father had to go maybe for some other urgent work. So Pravasaha, Shankaracharya writes all this. Okay, then why should the son has to go to a Gurukula and learn? ఇట్ సేస్ నవై సోమ్యం అస్మత్ కులీనః అననూచ భవతి. అననూచ భవతి సోమ్య, సో మీన్స్ అడ్రస్సింగ్ హిమ్, ఓ డియర్ వన్. అస్మత్ కులీనః ఎనీ మెంబర్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఫ్యామిలీ అననూచ్య న భవతి డస్ నాట్ రిమైన్ వితౌట్ స్టడీయింగ్ ద వేదాస్. సో యూ షుడ్ ఆల్సో గో. అండ్ వీ హవ్ సీన్ దిస్ వర్డ్ అనూచ. అనూచ యాక్చువల్లీ ఎర్లియర్ ఇన్ తైత్రి ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో. వేదమనూచాచార్యోంతే వాసిన మనుషాస్తి దర్ అనూచ్య మీన్స్ టీచింగ్. హియర్ అనూచ్య రెఫర్స్ టు లర్నింగ్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ డూ నాట్ స్టడీ వేదాస్ యూ విల్ బి ఓన్లీ కాల్డ్ ఎ బ్రహ్మ బంధు. బికాస్ ద డెఫినిషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మణ ఇస్ వన్ హూ స్టడీడ్ వేదాస్ అండ్ వన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ స్టడీ వేదా ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఎ స్యూడో బ్రాహ్మణ. దోస్ డేస్ నామకే వాస్తే బ్రాహ్మణ అండ్ ఇస్ గివన్ ఎ నేమ్ దట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మ బంధు. ఇట్స్ అ నైస్ వే ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్. హీ హ్యాస్ సో మచ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ టు కాల్ అదర్ బ్రాహ్మణస్ యాస్ ఇస్ బంధు ఓన్లీ దాట్ మచ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ హీ హ్యాస్. సో బ్రహ్మ సో బ్రాహ్మణాః బాంధవః ఎస్ ఎస్ సహ. సో వీ నో మెనీ పీపుల్ సేయింగ్ యు నో ఫాదర్ హ్యాస్ డన్ దిస్ యజ్ఞ, ది గ్రాండ్ ఫాదర్ అంకుల్ హ్యాస్ డన్ సమ్ అదర్ యజ్ఞ, ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ ఆస్క్ వాట్ యూ హ్యావ్ డన్ నథింగ్ టు సే. సో హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ కేస్ ఆల్సో హీ కెన్ ఓన్లీ రిలేట్ టు దమ్. సో బ్రాహ్మణాః బాంధవః స్వయం న బ్రాహ్మణ. హీ ఈస్ నాట్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ బై హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. తస్మాత్ బ్రహ్మ బంధు స్యూడో బ్రాహ్మణ. సిమిలర్లీ ఈ క్షత్రబంధు ఆల్సో ఆర్ దర్ క్షత్రియాస్ ఆల్సో దర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ క్షత్రబంధుస్. సో ఇన్ ఎనీ ఫీల్డ్ బంధు సైట్స్ అ ప్రత్యయ, బంధు ప్రత్యయ. సో బ్రహ్మ బంధురివ భవతి, దట్స్ వాట్ హీస్ బ్రహ్మ బంధురివ భవతి. నోబడి హ్యాస్ గాట్ సచ్ ఎ స్యూడో నేమ్ అండ్ సో యూ విల్ గెట్ ఇన్ అవర్ ఎంటైర్ ఫ్యామిలీ నోబడి గాట్ సచ్ ఎ స్యూడో నేమ్. ఎవ్రీబడి హాస్ లెర్న్ ఇట్ అండ్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ బీ యూ విత్ యూ టు గో ఇన్ దట్ కేటగిరీ. సో ఐ ఆల్సో వాంట్ యూ టు హ్యావ్ వేదిక్ నాలెడ్జ్. సహ ద్వాదశ వర్ష ఉపేత్య చతుర్విగుంశతి వర్ష సర్వాన్ వేదానధీత్య మహామన అనూచానమానీ స్తబ్ధయేయాయ తగుంహపితో వాచ శ్వేతకేతో ఎన్ను సోమ్యేదం మహామన అనూచానమాని స్తబ్ధోసి ఉతతం ఆదేశమప్రాక్ష్యః ఏన అశ్రుతగుం శ్రుతం భవతి అమతం మతం అవిజ్ఞాతం విజ్ఞాతమితి కథం ను భగవః స ఆదేశో భవదీతి. సో హియరింగ్ ది కమాండ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ శ్వేతకేతు డిసైడెడ్ టు గో టు ఎ టీచర్ అండ్ లివ్ యాజ్ అ రెసిడెంట్ స్టూడెంట్ అట్ ది ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ 12. దర్ ఫోర్ సహ ద్వాదశ వర్ష ఉపేత్య అట్ ది ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ 12 ఇయర్స్ హీ అప్రోచ్ హిస్ టీచర్ అండ్ హౌ లాంగ్ డిడ్ హీ స్టడీ చతుర్వింశతి వర్ష అప్ టు ది 24th ఇయర్. సో ఫర్ 12 ఇయర్స్ హీ స్టడీడ్ సర్వాన్ వేదాన్ అధీత్య. హీ లర్న్డ్ ఆల్ ది వేదాస్ వేద అంగాస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్. అండ్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్, వాట్ షుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ హ్యాపెండ్ హ్యాపెండ్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ హీ గాట్ విద్యా గర్వం. దట్స్ ద మోస్ట్ డేంజరస్ గర్వం యాక్చువల్లీ, వ్యానిటీ. ఆల్ అదర్ గర్వ్, దట్ ఈస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ప్రైడ్ అండ్ వ్యానిటీ. ఆల్ అదర్ గర్వం క్యాన్ బి రిమూవ్డ్ బై నాలెడ్జ్, బట్ ఇఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ గివ్స్ గర్వం, వాట్ క్యాన్ రిమూవ్ ఇట్? ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ డిఫికల్ట్. అండ్ శ్వేతకేతు గాట్ దాట్ అండ్ లుక్డ్ అట్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ మహామనాహ ఎ గ్రేట్ స్కాలర్. హియర్ మనహ రిఫర్స్ టు బుద్ధి, ఇట్ ఈస్ జ్ఞానం. సో మనోస్తుతే వ్యాస విశాల బుద్ధేహే, వీ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ దాట్. సో విత్ అ వ్యాస్ట్ స్కాలర్షిప్ విశాల బుద్ధేహే. ఓకే, బీయింగ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ స్కాలర్ ఇస్ గుడ్, బట్ ది ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇస్ వాట్? అనూచానమాని పండితం మన్యహ స్వయం ధీరాహ పండితం మన్యమానాహ. వి ఆల్రెడీ సా దాట్ లుకింగ్ అప్ ఆన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ అ గ్రేట్ లర్న్డ్ స్కాలర్ అండ్ అనూచానహ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ లర్న్డ్ వేదాస్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద వేదాంగాస్. హీ హ్యాస్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ అను, దిస్ యాక్చువల్లీ దిస్ వర్డ్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అనువచ్ మీన్ అనువచ్ ధాతు. టు లర్న్ వేద అండ్ వేదాంగ దర్ ఇస్ అ స్పెషల్ డిస్టిక్, ఇట్స్ అ స్పెషల్ వర్బ్ ఫార్ వేదిక్ లర్నింగ్ ఓన్లీ, నాట్ ఫర్ అదర్ విద్యాస్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ తైత్రి ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో ఈచ్ సెక్షన్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అన్ అనువాక. ప్రథమ అనువాక, ద్వితీయ అనువాక అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ డిరైవ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది సేమ్ రూట్ అనువచ్. సో అనూచాన, అనూచానహ మీన్స్ విహిత విదిత వేద వేదాంక, ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్స్ ఎ పర్సన్ స్టడీ. సో ఇతి మానీ లుకింగ్ అపాన్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ as a very great person and stabdaha and arrogant also. So Shankaracharya says, apranataha. Apranataha means one who will not bend in front of others, who will not do namaskaram to others. Literally, stabdaha means stiff-necked person, puffed up person, a person who is so stiff because of arrogance. And yaya, seeing the son like this, unlike himself, tagumha pita uvacha. Father said to him, what he said, svetaketo, yennu somya idam mahamana anuchayamani stabdaha asi. O Svetaketu, dear one, Somya, you seem to be very proud of your learning. I want to ask you one question. Have you learned one particular branch of knowledge from your teacher? Actually, to put it in Mundaka Upanishad terminology, have you got Paravidya? Have you learned that? If you remember Mundaka Upanishad, this Paravidya and Aparavidya, all we discussed there. You have learned a lot of Aparavidya. All this other learning, do you have Paravidya, Brahma Vidya? Paravidya is Brahma Vidya. So, Uta Tam Adesham Aprakshya. Did you ask your teacher for that Adesham, for that special teaching, for that Upadesham? So, Adishyate Iti Adeshaha. It's Karma Vityukti. So, what particular teaching that is said in the next mantra that we will read? Yena ashrutam shrutam bhavati. Here the question is very similar to Mundaka Upanishad also. Shavunuko havai mahashalaha angirasam vidivat upasanna papricham kasminnu bhagavaha vijnate sarvam idam vijnatam bhavati. If you remember that sloka in Mundaka Upanishad. So that is the same thing he is telling here. So what is that? Knowing which everything else is as good as known. That is the question. By knowing what, everything is as good as known. So this is the essence of this question. And that is asked here differently here. Yena ashrutam shrutam bhavati. Ashrutam, the unheard, becomes heard. Shrutam bhavati. Amatam, matam bhavati. The unthought also, that becomes thought of. And avignatam, vignatam bhavati, the unknown becomes known. By what knowledge? Have you got that secret knowledge, that special knowledge? This is the question of the father to Svetaketu. Then Svetaketu says, how is it possible? How can one know something by knowing something else? For example, when one student is a student of economics, one knows economics only, but not chemistry. So, ghatajnanena patajnanam na bhavati. By knowing ghatam, the kalasam, what is the part, one cannot be patajnanam. And patajnanena vrikshajnanam na bhavati. One cannot know the vriksham, the tree, by patajnanam. And vrikshajnanena sangeetajnanam na bhavati. One cannot sing because I know the tree. Sangeetajnanena vedantajnanam na bhavati. By just knowing sangeetam, I cannot claim I am a vedanti. So, normally, ekajnanena Yeka jnanameva bhavati. By one knowledge, only one jnanam alone one can get. Yeka jnanena dvaya jnanamapi na bhavati. Even two knowledges one cannot have by knowing one knowledge. Kimmu vaktavyam sarva jnanam. How can a person say one can have all knowledge by having one knowledge? That is the question of Svetaketu. And now here the teacher says, by knowing one, everything else is known. And Svetaketu thinks it is illogical, it is impossible. And so he asks, Katam nu bhagavaha sa adesho bhavati. How can there be such a knowledge? Katam iti akshepaarthe. That means, Katam question is akshepaarthe. It is impossible to imply that. That's what he is meaning. How it is possible means it is impossible. Even though Svetaketu is arrogant, etc., still there is a small tinge of some goodness. And what is that? That's the silver line in the cloud, right? And what is that? He addresses his father as Bhagavaha. Bhagavaha means some respect is still there, even though he's arrogant. And he is ready to listen to him also. That indicates his attitude as a Sishya to have respect for elders and to, you know, respect people with knowledge. All those things he still has, even though he has become arrogant. Katham saha adeshaha upadeshaha, teaching bhavati, how it is imparted. Then what happened? Father Aruni justifies his question by pointing out that eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavatyeva. It is possible by knowing one thing, one can know everything else also. How it is? That is explained in the next shlokas. Yata somya ekena mrutpindena sarvam mrunmayam vijnata gasyad vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam mrittiketyeva satyam yata somya ekena lohamanina sarvam lohamayam vijnata gasyad vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam lohamityeva satyam yata somya ekena naka nikrintanena sarvam karshnaya samvijnata gasyad vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam krishnaya samityeva satyam evagam somyam sa adesho bhavaditi bhavatiti. Here his father, and going to be the teacher also, would be teacher, points out the possibility of eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam. So by knowing one can know everything else. So he is trying to justify. And how does he justify? The answer and essence of this section just is given here. We will first summarize it and then go to the meaning. Karana vijnanena karyam sarvam vijnatam bhavati. That is the essence. By knowing the cause, karana vijnanena, all effects, karyam, sarvam karyam, are as good as known, vijnatam bhavati. Now let us see the explanation of that. The first point to note here is karanam. Karanam, there are two karanam, upadana karanam and nimitta karanam. All these things are known to us. We are just only refreshing. So here karanam refers to upadana karanam, the material cause. Because we know that every karyam or product has got two karanams, material cause, upadana karanam, and intelligent cause, nimitta karanam. For example, a pot. Pot is the karyam, it's a product. Clay is the upadana karanam, and the potter, the one who makes the pot, is the nimitta karanam, instrumental cause. An ornament is karyam, gold is upadana karanam, and goldsmith is nimitta karanam. Chair is karyam, wood is upadana karanam, and carpenter is nimitta karanam. Now, in this context, we will forget nimitta karanam for the time being only and use upadana karanam for karanam. Okay. And the second point, this is the first point. So we are going to use upadana karanam. And the second point is, one upadana karanam alone, like the clay, appears as many varieties of karyams, products, effects. How? By assuming varieties of names and forms. So ekameva upadana karanam vivida nama rupabhyam aneka karyanani bhavanti. So what happens when we analyze all the effects, all the products, the differences are only in the names and forms, nama rupa only, but no difference in the content. So pot is also clay, jug, cup, plate, all of them, they are also clay. Similarly, bangle, chain, ring, all are gold only. So the differences are only in the name and form, nama rupa, which is only superficial. Why so? Since nama rupas are not substances themselves, substance is material only. How do we say that nama rupa is not substance? If so, then nama rupa could exist independently. The very fact that nama rupa cannot exist independently, that shows that nama rupa is not a substance, but only mithya or maya, superficial. And so what is substance? It is the karanam alone, upadana karanam alone. Therefore, we conclude that one substance karanam alone appears as varieties of karyams. And karyams are only superficially different. Essentially or substantially, they are all the same karanam only. Therefore, once I know the karanam, it is as good as knowing all the karyams or the products or effects. This is the essence of this section. So karana vijnanena karya vijnanam bhavati. And this is easier to understand also because karanam is ekam, karyam is anekam. Karanam is only one, effects are many. So it is foolish, every karyam, for example, in the study of karyam is only aparavidya. So you have learned all the, he is selling sun. You have known all the karyam, knowing all the karyam is only study of aparavidya because they are all only namarupas. Getting lost in namarupa is aparavidya, but studying the karanam is paravidya. Okay. And the next point is, there also, gold is karanam, and by knowing gold, I will know all ornaments. But one will not know pot. By knowing gold, I may know all gold ornaments, but I will not know pot. Because gold is karanam for ornament only. Similarly, by knowing clay, we will know all parts, but not ornaments, gold ornaments. Because they are all karanams for a particular karyam only. Now, what is the fundamental karanam, if we ask, then we will arrive at one fundamental cause, which is the cause for not only parts, for ornaments, for furniture, but is the cause of the entire creation, entire cosmic makeup. Akashasambhutaha, akashadvayuhu, vayoragnihi, agnerapaha. So, akashadi sarvasharira paryantam, therefore, the karanam for all of them. Therefore, the other causes are called relative karanams. Apekshika karanam, relative causes. Therefore, apekshika karana jnanena sarvam jnatam na bhavati. By knowing only that particular cause, one cannot gain the knowledge of all. So, moola karana jnanena. So, apekshika jnanam is relative jnanam. Moola jnanam is fundamental cause. So, moola karana jnanena sarvam jnatam bhavati. Only when we put the adjective moolam, then only we will get the full impact of this particular concept. And what is that moola karanam? That is Brahman. And therefore, one our contention is Brahma jnanena sarvajnyo bhavati. Okay. And this is what the teacher wants to say, for which he gives varieties of examples. Yatha somyam ekena mrinpindena. By knowing one lump of clay, sarvam mrinmayam vijnanagam syat. Mrinmayam means mrin vikaram, clay products, so many products of clay, earthen wares, or mritkaryam, they are all known. So, vijnanagam syat, all of them will be known. Why do we say so? A person may know clay, but he may not know pot at all. For that he says, what do you mean by pot? Is there a substance called pot? If you analyze, there is no substance called pot, then what is pot? It is nothing but a name given to a particular form of clay. This is where we get into a Brahma. Brahma means a confusion. We think that every word refers to a substance. This is a common confusion. Every word refers to a substance. For example, we say clock. Then there is a padam. A clock padam, and there is a padartaha. Padartaha, there is a meaning for that word also. Thus, I think each word indicates only substance. And therefore, if there are 10 words, there should be 10 substances. This is our common logic. But Vedanta says there is no validity to this logic because for the two words, clay and pot, we cannot show two substances. Only one substance, namely clay. So, a third word, another has jag, plate, another word. So, we won't have so many substances, all of them are clay only. Similarly, bangle, chain, ring, earring, nose ring, all that. All are different words, they all refer to only one substance, namely gold. So, what is chain then? It is only a name to bind us, perhaps Swami says. Therefore, he says, all the products are in the form of names and forms. Therefore, vikaraha vacha aharambanam. Vikaraha means karyam, product. And what is the product? Namadeyam. It is a mere name with no addition of anything. Namayeva namadeyam. Deyam here refers to nama. It is like, you know, anguliyam. Anguliyam refers to anguliyakam, that the ka in anguliyakam has no special meaning. Anguliyam eva anguliyakam. Similarly, Nama is name, and Namadeyam also is name that Deyam has, doesn't have any special meaning. And why the word Deyam added? Same meaning only. Therefore, Swarthe Deyaha Pratyayaha. So, Nama Eva, merely name only, Nam Kevaste. And who has invented the name? Vacha Arambanam. Who invented the name part or string, ornaments, all of them? Vacha Arambanam, which one initiates through his tongue. Vacha means Vagindriyena Arambanam. That is, you are starting a new name but not a new substance. Therefore, there is no pot different from clay, no bangle different from gold. So, if they are different, then Eka Jnanena Anya Jnanam Na Bhavati. But the other ones are non-different from Karanam, and therefore Karana Abhinna Karya Abhavate. Karana Jnanena Karya Jnanam Bhavati. Because there is no other Karyam, effect, product other than Karanam, cause, Mula Karanam. Therefore, Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam Mrittika Ityeva Satyam. Mrittika here means clay or mud. That alone is reality. Parts are unreal, non-different from the real, the clay. Therefore, Eka Satya Jnanena Aneka Mithya Jnanam Bhavati. Mithya Vastunaha Satya Adhishtanatvat. So, Eka Satya Jnanena, by knowing the real cause, by knowing the real cause means the Mula Karanam, Aneka Mithya Jnanam, all these other unreal, Mithya Vastus, they are all known. Actually, in the fifth mantra, another example is given, Lohamani. Loham means any metal. Here we can take particularly gold. So, by knowing one gold, the Upadana Karanam, all the ornaments, the karyams are as good as known. Because one gold alone appears as many ornaments with different names, namarupas. And in the sixth mantra, a third example is given, iron and iron products. So it's called Krishnayasam. Iron and Naka Nikrintana, nail cutter. See, iron, Naka Nikrintana means nail cutter. Even nail cutters were there in those days perhaps, I don't know, long time ago. Which is an example of karyam, a product. So, iron and nail cutter. Therefore, Karana Bhuta Krishnayasa Vijnanena, Karya Bhuta Naka Nikrintanadi Vijnanam Syat. By knowing the Mula Karanam of metal, that is the iron, one can have all the nail cutters and all other things, they all can be known. So the main statement is Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. In all the three examples, that sentence comes. It is a very, very important statement. Shankaracharya quotes this always. And for understanding, we can arrange the sentence also in such a way. Vikaraha Vacharambanam Namadeyam Bhavati. What does it mean? So, Vikaraha is Vacharambanam, Namadeyam Bhavati Vikaraha, we can rearrange. And what does it mean? Vikaraha is Karyam, a product, and Namadeyam is name. So, Vacharambanam means it is initiated by the tongue, that is Vagindriyam. So, a product is nothing but a name initiated by the tongue. Other than name, there is no substance at all called anything else. Therefore, there is no such substance called part, just a name. Clay alone is substance. So all products exist only namke vaste. Any karyam is nama matram, no substance. This is very important because later we are going to extend this rule to the whole world also. World is also nothing but what? If you remove the letter L in the world, it is only a word. It is not more than that. World is nothing but a word. This is the conclusion of Vedanta. And if one asks, what is the substance of the world? The substance is only one, namely Brahman. Actually, in Drishya Viveka, there is a particular statement there. Asti Bhati Priyam Rupam Namachet Amsa Panchakam Adyatrayam Brahma Rupam Jagat Rupam Tato Dvayam. Karanam alone is independent. It exists independently. Karyam being Nama Rupa exists only dependently, based on the Karanam. Therefore, Karanam is Satyam and Karyam is Mithya. Who said that? Because people charge, you know, Shankaracharya, that he only says that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Normally people say. But we find here that the Upanishad itself says, Mrittika Ityeva Satyam. Mud alone is reality. And from this, what do we conclude? If mud alone is reality, it means pot is unreal. Because the other philosophers, they argue that the Upanishad only says that mud is real and never said pot is unreal. This is another. They said, what Upanishad says? The mud alone is real. But did not say pot is unreal. Why are you trying to extrapolate? Then why you Advaitins say something which is not said in the Upanishad? That's what others conclude. This is called Shruta Hani Ashruta Kalpana Doshaha. There is a name also for this in Shastras. Shruta Hani Ashruta Kalpana Doshaha. Telling what is not told and not telling what is told. They all come under this dosha. For that Shankaracharya replies, why can't you read the Upanishadic sentence properly? The Upanishad did not say mud is real, but said mrittika eva. Everything is in that, eva. Mud alone is reality. Mrittika eva. Then automatically what it will imply? Eva kala vyavardhyam kinchit vaktavyam. When it is said only that is real, that means all others are automatically concluded as unreal. They don't have to say it separately. Mrittika eva satyam in the fourth mantra. Loham ityeva satyam in the fifth mantra. That is iron metal, gold metal. And Krishnayasam ityeva satyam in the sixth mantra. That is iron. So if you join all these three mantras, we arrive at the greatest general statement, Karanam eva satyam, Karyam mithya. Or we say, Brahma satyam, Jagan mithya. Because of this, therefore, what is meant by mithya? It does not exist separately. So, Karyasya mithyatattvate, and Karanasya satyatvate, Karanam vetiriktam Karyam nasti. Tasmat karana jnanena karya jnanam. Without karanam, there is no product. Tasmat karana jnanena, by knowing karanam, karyam jnanam. One can know all karyams. This is the development. So with this, Uddhalaka concludes his statement in mantra 6. Evagum somya sa adesho bhavati. In this manner, O dear one, somya, it is a teaching by which everything is known. Saha adesho bhavati. Such a teaching is possible. Because Shvetaketu's question was, is it possible? Such a teaching, is it possible? Can it exist? And what teaching is that? A teaching by which everything is known. Eka jnanena sarva jnanam. By knowing one, everything is known. It is definitely possible. So now Shvetaketu's arrogance is pricked. Because he said, such a knowledge is not possible. And the father showed it is possible. Now he has to find out how to save his face. So now the next question is, why Shvetaketu did not ask for such a wisdom? It is your mistake. Why you did not ask? So now Shvetaketu escapes from that charge by making an intelligent statement in the next mantra. Navai noonam bhagavantaste yetat avedishuho yadyetat avidishyan avedishyan katam yena avakshan nithi bhagavagastveva me tad brivit nithi tata somyeti ho vacha iti prathama khandaha. Now Shvetaketu wants to escape. And from his acquisition, from this acquisition of the fathers, and says, Navai noonam te bhagavantaha avedishuho. I think my teacher did not know this wisdom also. easily escape. So he wants to say, by many times, you know, when the children make mistakes, if you ask them, why you make the mistake, no, teacher himself taught like this. Why he says like that? Because I am inferring this. What is that? If the teacher had known this, he should have definitely taught me. He did not ask himself, yadi etat avedishyan. If the teacher had known, katam me na avakshan iti. How come he did not teach me? If the teacher knows, he should have taught me. Therefore, the teacher must not have known. But at the same time, I do want to gain this particular knowledge also. And therefore, Bhagavagam stveva me tad bravito. O Father, you yourself teach me this jnana. At least he surrenders somewhere. And Father, out of compassion, accepts him as a student and says, Tata somya iti ho vacha, tatastu. I accept you as a student and will teach you this particular mula karanam. Based on this only, we get the statement in Bhagavad Gita. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshyame seshataha yajnatva nehas bhuyanyate yatavyam avasishyate manushyanam sahasresho, all that thing in chapter 7. So by gaining this knowledge, you don't have anything else to know thereafter. So all these statements are using the Chandogya Upanishad, the Muntaka Upanishad Vakyams only. With this, section 1 is over. Now the proper teaching is going to begin from section 2. We will read. Dithiya khandaha sadeva somya idamagra asit ekameva dvitiyam taddhaika ahuhu asat eva idamagra asit ekameva dvitiyam tasma dasataha sajjayatam. So what is the topic here? Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam. And that is possible only in one way. By knowing one thing, you know everything. And that is possible only in one way, namely, karana vijnanam chet, karana vijnanena karya vijnanam bhavati. If karana vijnanam, knowing karanam, one can know all the karyams. As we know, karanam is cause and karyam is effect, product, vikaraha, modified. Modifications. Now, what should the teacher teach now? Mula karanam of this creation is the teaching. And he can show this only if he shows that the whole creation has come out of that particular thing. And therefore, the topic is what here? Is creation. Srishti prakaranam. That is the outcome of all various products. They are all karyams. And so, once Srishti is discussed, once creation is discussed, Karana Karya will be clear. Okay. So that Karanam alone is the essence behind all products. Like the essence of ornaments is gold and so on. And so essence is Saraha, the inner content, Atma. And by knowing that essence, everything is as good as known. This is the first part of the teaching. That is, what is the Mula Karanam through Srishti Prakaranam? Now, the second part of the teaching should be, okay, something is Mula Karanam, all right. Let us call it Brahman for the time being. That's okay also. We understand this through Srishti Prakriya, all that thing. That's a topic. Okay. So, the conclusion should be Brahma Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Bhavati. Now, the second question is, how to know that Brahman? And what is that Brahman? Where is that Brahman? The teacher will tell, it is that Brahman which alone is manifesting in and through all karyams, all products, which is the essence of all, Saraha. That Brahman is nothing but Tat. It is nothing but Tvam. That Brahman Tat is nothing but Tvam, that is you, Asi. See, this is the second part of the teaching. So the first part of the teaching deals with the tat, the mula karanam, the essence. And the second part of the teaching deals with tvam, the very shrota, the students. And the asi padam reveals the aikyam, or the oneness of both the tat padam and tvam padam. This is the teaching. And now from section 2 to section 7, 6 sections, it will talk about Srishti Prakriya, the creation topic, and Tatpada Vicharaha, that is the Tatpadam of Mahavakyam, Tattvam Asi. Tattvam Asi Mahavakyam comes here in this chapter, and the Tatpadam is explained in sections 2 to 7, in 6 sections. And in the 8th section, we will get the Tvampada topic, that is, who are you, Tvampada. And once Tvampada is clarified, that is, you are not the body, you are not the mind, you also remove your Namarupa, so minus your Namarupa, your essence is what? Just as once you remove the Namarupa of ornaments, the essence is gold. So the Karna. Similarly, remove the Namarupas from you, then you minus your Namarupa is the very essence alone. And Tvampada is discussed in the 8th section. And in the 9th to the 16th sections, 8 sections, we get the Asipada. That is, you are that Jagat Karanam. That is revealed through many examples. And in each section, this section concludes with Tat Tvam Asi Shvetaketo. So, thus there are 9 times, through 9 different examples, the Tat Tvam Asi is pointed out. And if the teaching is assimilated, what will be our knowledge? Brahman is Mula Karanam. That Brahman is I myself. Therefore, I am the Mula Karanam of the universe. As Krishna said, Mayeva Sakalam Jatam. Adding Nama Rupa minus me. So, me plus Nama Rupa is the universe. Mayeva Sakalam Jatam. Me plus Nama Rupa is the universe. Mayi Sarvam Pratishtitam. The whole Namarupatmaka Jagat exists because in me, Mayi Sarvam Pratishtitam. Mayi Sarvam Layam Yati. Whole Namarupatmakam Jagat resolves into me. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam Nijantar Gatam. Pashyan Atmani Mayaya Bahuribot Bhutam Yatanidrayam. Yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye svatmanameva dvayam tasmai shri guru murtaye namayidam shri dakshina murtaye. In Dakshinamurti Stotram, we saw this also in detail. Therefore, I am the essence or substance of the universe. So, what a wisdom! So clear. And not one of the substances, but I am the only substance of the universe. And I give substantiality to everything. All are bombshells. I am the only substance of the universe. And I give substantiality to everything. This is the Vedantic teaching. And now begins the Srishti Prakaranam, the creation topic. And the teacher begins with the Mula Karanam, which he calls it as Sat. So, in this 6th section, Brahman is going to be called Sat, the essence. In every teaching, Brahman is given different names. We have seen this many times earlier also. In Mundaka Upanishad, Brahman is called what? Brahman is called Aksharam. Here it is called Sat, Satvastu. In the next chapter, chapter 7, it is called Bhuma, it is called Bhuma Vidya. And because Brahman is called Sat, the 6th chapter is also given another name, Sadvidya. It is a popular name. Okay. What does the teacher say here? Sadeva Saumya Idam Agre Asit. O Saumya, O dear one. This is the Acharya writes, Shishya Buddhi Parochanartham. To make him happy, to make the children, the student important and happy. Then only, you know, he will listen perhaps. So he is addressing him, oh dear one, so dear student, idam agre sad eva asit. Idam, India means pratyaksha gotaram jagat, gocharam jagat, in this jagat. So it is a vyavahara gocharam jagat, the one that is the relative one or the practical, whatever we call it. So pramatru pramana prameyadi, kartru karma karanadi, vyavahara vishayam jagat. So it is all this. We already know this pramatra, pramanam, prameyam. We know all that. Kartra, karma, and karanam. All those things we know. So this vyavahara, this jagat, this is made up of all that. Sadyeva Asit. It was nothing but pure Sad Brahman only, pure existence only. Sadyeva Asit. When? Agre. Agre means in the beginning. Here it means Srishtehe Purvam, before creation. So the whole universe was in the form of pure existence before creation. Now the question is, if you say it was in the form of pure existence before creation, then the doubt will be, then it is not in that form now, in that pure form now, in the existence now. So it was in the form of pure existence prior. So that means it is not in the form of existence now. So Shankaracharya asked the question, Kim idam jagat idanim sat na bhavati? Is the world not sat now? Is the question he himself asks. You said it was existence, full existence earlier. Then does it mean it is not existence now? Now also the world is sat only. Because we say table is, the isness, chair is, I am, you are. Ghatahasan, patahasan, strihi, sati. So all of them, they all refer to sat only, existence principle only. Then why the Upanishad says agre, in the beginning, before? Then Shankaracharya says, look at the statement again correctly. Sad yeva asit. It was pure existence without nama rupa vyavahara. Nama rupa di vyavahara rahita sat. Asit. So that eva, that only most important. How it is now? Now also sat only, but not kevala sat, pure existence. Kevalam, it is not our kevalam in the Tamil people, they use kevalam means, you know, it's kevalam. Kevalam means only. So it's not pure existence, but nama rupadi sahita sat. So idanim api sat. It's also existence only now, but along with Namarupas. Previously, since the Sat was in pure form, without Namarupa, there was no Vyavahara at all in the form of Idam. Tat. So Idam means all this world, whatever you are seeing and all that. So Idamadi Vyavahara Gocharatvam Na Astit. Before that, earlier. So there is no first person, second person, third person, I, you, he. None of those things existed before. Now the very same Sat is, that is before creation. Now the very same Sat is associated with Namarupa. And therefore the Avyavaharyam Sat has now become Vyavaharyam Sat. That is, previously it was a Sat beyond all transactions. Vyavahara means transaction. This we have already seen earlier many times. I have told this, that's why I am not translating all of them. So Vyavaharas, even in the form I, in the form of I, you, he, she, all of them, they were not there. All the vyavaharas are possible because of what? Because of nama rupa only. That is, vyavaharas are possible not because of sat existence, because sat was earlier also. So kevala sadmatrena vyavaharaha na sambhavati. Parantu yada nama rupadi adhyasyante tadanim eva vyavaharaha bhavati. So only because of namarupa vyavaharas are all same. Otherwise, not because of sat. Okay. So when we analyze now we have to understand a little more in detail. Now, for example, when we try to understand, analyze karyam and karanam, what is common to both? Both contain the same material. That is, no difference in material at all. Gold also is gold, ornament also is gold. Therefore, karya karanayoho vastu bedaha nasti. No difference between karyam and karanam. There is no vastu. Vastu means substance. Vastu bedaha nasti. No difference in substance. Then why two names and confuse us? For that we say, yadyapi karya karanayoho vastu bedaha nasti tatapi avastha bedaha vartate. Even though there is vastubheda is not there is difference in their states, in the avastas, in their condition. In what way, if you analyze, we find actually karyam contains the material vastu, the substance, with varieties of namarupas, gata namarupas, so many gata, all the various namarupas. So what is karanam? generally it contains the material without Namarupa. But that's Karanam. And on inquiry, this statement is not correct also. When we say Karanam, it contains the material without Namarupa, that on inquiry further, we find that this also is not quite correct. Because, for example, suppose if we say that Karanam contains the material without Namarupa, then Karyam contains material with Namarupa, then the question will be, where did the Namarupa come from? These are all fundamental questions of logic. Tarka is so interesting. A non-existent Namarupa cannot come to the Karyam. A part cannot get part Namarupa if it were not existing before. One cannot say that the part maker brought the Namarupa in his bag. No. We never see the pot maker bringing the Namarupa as a substance from anywhere. If clay also does not contain Namarupa, then the question comes, where does the Namarupa come from? For that we answer, Karanam itself contains Namarupa. Then the question is, if the Karanam contains Namarupa, it is as good as Karyam only. Because that is even more confusing. We say, Karanam contains Namarupa in what form? In unmanifest form, in potential form. In Sanskrit, it is known as avyakrita nama. So, this is avyakrita and vyakrita. So, our Sankara's best idiom is, so avyakrita nama rupam. But avyaktam is a popular word. So, we'll use avyaktam than avyakritam. So, and karyam also contains nama rupam, but the difference is, in the karyam, the namarupa is not avyakritam or avyaktam, but it is vyakrita or vyakta namarupam, manifested. And therefore only when we say, before the creation of pot, clay alone was there, really speaking, it is not clay alone, but clay plus all namarupas in unmanifest form. In fact, the lump form of clay, the spherical form of clay, contains all the forms within. So that means what? The spherical form contains all forms. One can extrapolate that way. So the law of conservation of Namarupa. Therefore, Namarupa is not newly created. It was all already there, but only manifested now. So previously we had clay plus avyakta Namarupas called Karana Avastha, it is called that state. And later clay plus vyakta Namarupa, that is called Karya Avastha. Therefore, the Avastha Beda is in the form of Avyakta Namarupa and Vyakta Namarupa. But the material is only one and the same only. And one more point is again, in Karana Avastha also, two things are there. The material plus the unmanifest Namarupa in Karana Avastha. In Karya Avastha also, there are two things, material plus manifest Namarupa. That's the difference. Material plus unmanifest Namarupa in Karana Avastha and material plus manifest Namarupa in Karya Avastha. Now, what we find in our experience is what? When the Namarupas are in unmanifest form, that material is not useful for any vyavahara, for any transaction. Like, for example, if you have a lump of clay, what use it is? When the material is just a lump of clay, it is not useful for any transaction. But when it is in the form of a pot, it is very useful for transaction. Now, when it is in the Karana Avastha, since Namarupa is an unmanifest form, therefore it is useless. So the Namarupa appears to be as good as not there. So we call it, because the Namarupas are there, it should be useful. In the unmanifest form, it's not there. So it is as good as not there. So we call it by the material name, because the Namarupas are as good as not there in unmanifest form they are. So we use the material name itself for the Karana, which is clay. Really, we should have said it is clay plus avyakta Namarupa. But since the avyakta Namarupa is useless, we say there is only clay. On the other hand, when the very same avyakta Namarupa becomes vyakta, manifest, it becomes so useful for vyavahara, transactions. So the Namarupa becomes dominant and the material is forgotten. So when in Karana Karya Avastha, importance is given to the Namarupa, namely the pot, that even the material clay is forgotten. What we want to emphasize is what? Even when the Namarupa is manifest and useful, at that time also What is there is clay alone, nothing else. All our problem is shifting this emphasis. While in Karana Avastha, we remember material, but while we are in Karya Avastha, we forget the material and get absorbed in the Nama Rupas. And before going further, one more aspect also we have to discuss and continue. I think I can still cover some portion. So what is the status of, for example, technically they call it ontological status, the unmanifest and the forms, and the manifest forms. So are these unmanifest forms exist independently? Svatantra Satta, they call it. Are they the integral part of Brahman? So they are not separately, they are integral part of Brahman. So Brahmani eva antarbhutam va nama rupa dvayam. So there is the nama rupa dvayam is going to be like that. Whether it's part integrally part of the Brahman or not. So whether the nama rupas are distinctly existent or integral part of Brahman or Sat. So here alone all problems again come. So these are all the two possibilities. So prithak bhutam syat or aprithak bhutam syat. And Vedanta says it is neither. It is neither distinct from Brahman, prithak, or an integral part of Brahman, aprithak. So anirvachaniyam, we cannot say it. Bhinnatvena va, abhinnatvena va, vaktum na sakhyam. We cannot say it. Why do we say so? Again, the reason is, I am going to stop with this discussion. Suppose the nama rupa have independent existence, let us say, and so also Brahman, then there will not be ekatvam, but dvaitam. Then the problem is what? Brahman cannot be called advaitam. So ekameva advitiyam, we have seen in this shloka. So sadeva somya idamagra asit ekameva advitiyam, ekam eva advitiyam. All three are there. So advitiyatva bhangaha syat. It will come. So advitiyam, it cannot be without truth. So whereas Shruti is very particular to reveal that Brahman is advaitam. Also, if Brahman is not advaitam, Brahman will become parichinnam, limited by the other entity. If there are two, it is going to be Brahman is limited by the other entity. Then the very word Brahman will be a misnomer. Brahman means what? Brihattamatvat Brahma, infinite. Then how we can say it is infinite Brahman and Nama Rupa also is there? So no question of any and conjunction, Brahman and Nama Rupa, no, doesn't exist, Brahman and that's it. To avoid it, what do we do then? We include it with Brahman. So this is Vishishtadvaitam. We include that thing with Brahman, Nama Rupa also. So if we separate it, Brahman and Nama Rupa separately, distinctly, then it is Dvaitam. Once the Nama Rupa becomes integral part of Brahman, any modification in Nama Rupa will have to affect Brahman. So if it is going to be integral part, we call it Vishishtadvaitam. So Amsha Vikare Amsi Vikaraha, Anga Vikare Angi Vikaraha. So Ekadesha Vikare Ekadeshi Vikaraha. When my hand is integral part of my body, when my hand is affected, I say I am affected, not my hand is affected. When my headaches, I have headaches. So dvaita vade brahmanaha parichinnatva doshaha will come. There will be two separate things. So infinite will not be, it will be limited, parichinnatva. And visishta dvaita vade, if you go by that argument, brahmanaha sa vikaratva doshaha syat. Because that is, it is again, it will have the vikaram. So it will have the modification, it is going to have, so sa vikaratva dosha will be there. So what to do then? Hypothetically, let us accept Brahma Vikaram. Then if it is Brahma Vikaram is there, then it is supposed to all the modification. It has to go through Asti, Jayate, Vardate, Viparinamate, Apakshiyate, Vinashyati. It was in potential form, it was born, it grows, then changes, decays, and finally goes out. Nice. Then all the Shat Vikaras will come. If it is going to same, it is Vikaratva Dosha. So in fact, Shadvikaratvam eva samsara. Samsara is because of this only, because of the sixfold modifications. And Brahma api brihat samsari syat. Then if this is for samsara for us, Brahma will become the biggest samsari, Brahman. Okay. So even if you accept it by teaching that Brahman, one cannot improve our lot, that Brahman does not improve our lot. So what do we answer? Nama Rupa is neither distinct from Brahma nor integral part of Brahma. It is neither of them because it is mithya. and Brahman is Satyam. Shadow cannot be distinct from me. It cannot be an integral part of me also. So what is the ontological status of Namarupa? Mithya. So before creation, there was real Sat and unmanifest Ramarupa. After creation, that is real Sat still, unreal manifest Namarupa is there. So Namarupa may change from unmanifest to manifest or manifest to unmanifest. Either way, Namarupa is Mithya. So this is what, a big discussion. Now the Upanishad says that even though Sat Brahman alone was there before creation, it talks about a common mistake that people commit, especially the Tarkikas, and that discussion we will have in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leena seya parasa maheshwara. Krishna arpanamastu.